Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Hello, I'm Max Pelegdy.
And I'm George Clark, and welcome to the Useless Hotline. TikTok wasn't working out for us, so we decided to set up our own little business.
Yes, we did. And the Useless Hotline is a place where we help you with your queries. No matter... This is getting very Paul O'Grady. No matter how challenging, exciting, or downright dangerous they are.
But it won't always just be us. Some weeks we'll be joined by a special guest, or maybe two. Maybe we'll get a replacement in. Fingers crossed. I hate you, Max. Shut up! Anyway, I think the guests are here. Oh, look, guys, there they are. It's Arthur and Arthur! Woo! Two Arthurs for the price of one.
Oh, hey.
Hey, guys, how are we doing?
Good, thank you.
Really well, mate. How are you?
Long time no see. How does it feel to be back on the Useless Hotline?
Yeah. It feels great.
Good, but without that one, hey?
Oh, yeah.
He was a nuisance, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Oh.
Any reason for that?
The accent.
Yeah, I was going to say the accent
as there
well.
You go. Well. I've brought you back today because you guys did a stellar job on your previous shift.
Yeah.
I thought you smashed it.
Round two of the process?
Hiring potentially. Process. We're doing a little trial shift, but it is after hours at the moment. It's after currently
hours.
8 p.m.
Come on!
It is 8 p.m, so we can have a little natter. I don't think the boss will mind. He is away. I'm just his sort of assistant.
Wait, Max is the boss?
Yeah, well, he acts like it.
Mm. He big fat does.
Oh, okay.
What?
No, what are you saying, man?
Anyway, I thought we'd start off by... We're all friends here, aren't we?
Colleagues?
Yeah, we're all friends.
Yeah.
We're all
best
friends.
Best friends.
Why not start off... Actually, before we even start off with that, let's get some beveroons in.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I've just found a pink hooch.
Whoa.
Who wants what?
Can I have the masculine version of the pink hooch?
Of course you can. There's a blue hooch in there.
What?
A lot of white.
Gender reveal.
Gooch.
Nice. That sounds sore. Maybe a bit of chafing going on. Mm. If you want a cold version of any of them, there might be some in the fridge.
Can I have a cold hooch, please?
For the audience, what are your guys' go-to beverages on a night out?
You go first.
Guinness for me.
not in a club though, surely, or a bar setting.
Oh,
there you go. That's your orange and passion fruit VK.
Well, depends what kind of bar I'm in.
Are you John Wayne?
Mm.
Is this promo?
Yeah, for his own song.
No, it hasn't been announced yet. Probably. When does this come out?
Sunday.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. but maybe it's an Easter egg, as they say.
Oh.
But now you've
it's
ruined
a big
it.
Thing to
you've
get
ruined
stuck
it.
In your
you ruined it anyway. No, I would say my drink of choice at a bar is probably a boring old vodka lemonade, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I don't really know what to go for in a
Are we talking cocktails as well here?
We can do.
HS cocky.
Oh, I love a porn star martini.
If you want to get cocky with it, we can talk about
porn cockies. Star martini is so elite.
They are good, but
you can't have too many of them.
What's the correct way to consume a porn star martini? Is the real question here on everyone's lips.
What else can you do other than drink it with your mouth?
Oh, because of the thing on the top.
Prosecco / champers.
Yeah, we were told about this. I did a cocktail making course actually with a couple of years ago.
Nice.
And you're not supposed to have Prosecco. It should be champagne.
Right.
Of course. If it's Prosecco, it's the wrong flavour to counter it. Silly.
Fuck off.
And you're supposed to sip them alternately. So you're not supposed to shot one and drink or pour it in.
Oh, no, really?
You're supposed to.
That seems incorrect.
I've had quite a lot of sweet. Yeah, you're not supposed to.
What's the difference between that though? Because then you're basically just sipping alternative.
Because then you don't get the. I think you're supposed to enjoy the sweetness, and then you go, "I've had a bit too much sweetness. I'm going to go for the bitter." And then you enjoy the champagne, and you're like, "Oh, I'd quite like a bit of sweet now."
Like a sweet and salty popcorn.
Yeah.
Hmm. No, because they're not at all.
No, because they're also mixed. It's like having a wife and a mistress. I suppose.
What, and you go, "Sorry, love, demo you."
Come over here, darling.
Not immediately, but that would be the theory.
I need to finish my water.
Not that I have either.
Right, okay. So that's that question done. Somebody's got himself in deep water.
But a Southern Comfort Lemonade is my main one. Just skip over.
Yeah.
Such a good drink.
Southern Comfort Lemonade I can get behind, but Southern Comfort as a shot choice is kind of crazy.
It's because it's got fruits and spices, so it's like there's an enjoyable kick to it. With vodka, the whole
Does
thing
it
just
have
sounds
fruits and spices. I don't think it's not like a Christmas cake.
It is. It's a fruity, spicy bourbon.
Does Christmas cake have
or bourbon,
spice?
Depending on what part of the country you're from.
Cinnamon.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, you do you, bro.
It's embarrassing to be at the bar when you order a shot of.
My sister has. What does she have?
Your
gin. She has my a lovely bottle. No. Carry on. What were you saying?
I thought you could say brother and you said body.
Yeah.
That's what I meant.
Oh, sorry.
She can have both.
My sister does have both.
Oh boy, can she have both.
She hasn't. No way. She does. Oh, sit.
You're twins. Your body's equally.
You've got the same body.
I have the same body.
Identical twins.
She has gin and coke, and that's really fucking weird.
That's odd.
That's yeah. That's why is
and
that
I,
weird?
Like, I used to like genuinely get embarrassed that she'd ask that.
I'm not
bars.
A big fan of gin.
No, yeah. Gin sucks balls.
It tastes like you're sucking on a rock.
Yeah.
Anyone get that vibe?
Gin and tonic as a combo for me is horrendous.
Yeah. Oh my
I
god.
I don't get it.
Torture in yeah. the mouth.
Can't gin and torture, it. More like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Keep like that Chris at the moment has all these vodka soda waters, and it's like if you get diet lemonade,
oh,
it's the exact
vodka
same.
Vodka lime
nice.
Soda.
Vodka lime soda.
Vodka
is good.
Lime soda. No.
I've learned to like it.
That's not how you should go.
Trying
beer
to
about.
Cut out the beers.
No. Have you seen this mug? I'm A. It says.
Yeah.
And then just UNT.
Yeah. I don't get that.
That's so crazy. What the heck?
Unregistered.
I like your mug.
Nancy toy boy.
Are these discussed all the time? Are we the first?
They're not actually discussed that much. I have the patience of a saint. Saint. I'm not saying that word, mum.
What is
saint
this?
Cunty McFuckle.
What do you think this should stand for? I'm a UNT.
I'm a UNT. I'm a universal, universally neglected
twat.
Twat.
Yeah. Ultimately, non-responsive. That's true, actually. Phone enjoyer. Where did we all meet, guys?
Where's the tea?
Twat was the. You know,
oh, I see.
In,
right.
You know, say what you see. Say what you see.
Unresponsive.
Yeah, you're not often.
Is
just,
that just the U?
Yeah.
And what about the N?
Non-likeable.
Oh, I just made some great.
Fair enough. Where did we meet?
I first met you on the football pitch.
Yeah.
And I, this is a good question.
Chelsea away, 1975.
When did we first meet and what was our first opinion of each other? I thought you were normal.
Before, because we spoke briefly beforehand and you were like, I've never really played football. And then you just cooked up the football pitch. And I was like, this
it's
guy
natural,
is quite good at football.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
What?
No. You're surprisingly good for a...
No, I played... a youth level for Brighton Academy. No, just down in Rangers.
Woo!
Up the down in Rangers. When did we meet? We met at...
We met...
Bethnal Green.
Mile End.
Mile End.
Mile End.
We went for a little
outside
pub.
The Premier Inn you stayed at.
Yeah.
Which was coincidentally literally a minute from where I lived.
And then we went inside the Premier Inn.
At 2 a.m.
And we had the best night of our lives.
It was weird though. He was literally staying like a minute from where I used to live.
Yeah, it was a very sketchy
Wait, why
area.
Don't I know this story? What happened? Why did you meet
outside
the Premier
Inn? We don't speak about
that day. Yeah, no, it doesn't matter.
It's not a big story. I was staying in London this was when I lived in Bristol. I just booked the cheapest Premier Inn that happened to be like right down the road from Arthur.
You bumped into each other?
We liked each other.
Like we were messaging.
We flirted
on
a few times.
Yeah,
and then we were like, oh, should we go get a drink sometime? And then
that's literally what
kind of crazy. That's just true. And then he was like, yeah, sure. I live just around the corner.
No way.
And then we went to the pub. The Arsenal game was on. And the rest is history.
I think I was really hungover. I remember having the best Coke. The best Coca-Cola I'd ever had that day because I was so hungover. And I remember,
I kept saying to you,
this is so good. As if
I was contemplating leaving
the quality
the day,
of the Coke was better.
Meet up.
Yeah, you were.
I was.
You were.
No, that's incorrect.
Bleep it out. Bleep, bleep.
No, that wasn't an actual date, though.
No. God, I should have known. Oh, God. I can't even talk about that. But that's funny.
You can talk about
it
on the pod.
No, it was just
the
unnamed
first signs I've seen of George fumbling women, and it was good. It was funny.
Wasn't fumbling.
Like fumbling.
No,
fumbling,
I remember speaking to you about it the next day.
Fondling, not fondling.
No, not fondling.
Oh, fumbling. Got you.
Fumbling. Right, fumbling the day.
Important distinction.
I'm pretty sure you stayed at her house and like didn't do anything, right?
No, that wasn't. No.
No.
That's incorrect.
Okay. Do I know this?
I was.
No, it was a while.
I was. I was going to go back to the Twain station. To then go home, and they were like, oh, do you want to meet before then?
I thought you stayed at her house one time.
No.
You never stayed at her house? Are we talking about the same person?
Oh.
Yeah.
I never knew you had a fling with her.
But I didn't. This isn't a...
Then what was the... Was the day I met you... When was the weird night where we went out as a three... And I was just dancing like a lemon, like
fully, oh, that was a different
in a really
night.
Empty bar.
That was
and you guys just staring at me.
That was after crazy a. Feeling.
Why did you guys break
event?
Up?
Yeah,
this is just it.
She's lovely
inaccurate.
And beautiful, so
this is factually and that's not factually. This is factually accurate. That's wrong. This whole thing's wrong. No, nothing. Ooh.
What?
Why are you not holding by the handle? By the way, that's weird.
Looks like the letter C. God. That spells a bad word if it was. bleep that out.
Yeah, so that's how we met. It was after some weird TikTok Halloween event.
That's not how I met you.
No, it was after that. Yeah, but yeah. It was the day after, I'm pretty sure. I was coming back from there. Yeah.
Wow.
And now
anyway,
we're
initial
here.
Thoughts on me? What are my initial thoughts on you? You liked Coke. A cola.
Yeah, Coca-Cola. I remember being annoyed that you were taller than me.
Yeah,
and that was the first thing I said to him.
He always mentions that whenever you think
you're
about when we first met.
So that can't be surprising.
I just thought he gave shorter vibes from you
everyone
know when you sort
because
people
true.
Think
you
people think
tall.
I'm tall from if they know me from TikTok. I've had that a lot. I'm smaller than they thought I was.
Oh yeah.
Mm. And
what
you say
height?
That you're. Are you that much taller than me? I feel like we're virtually
How
the
tall
same
are you?
Height. 5'10" at a push.
I'm like an inch taller then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
I don't know about that.
Thoughts now though. How have our thoughts changed on each other?
Oh. Now you're still kicking ass on the football pitch.
Hell,
although
yeah.
We haven't played five-a-side together in ages because
no.
The fellow studios
you don't
took
turn
over.
Up.
And I'm injured.
I was injured for a while, to be fair. I'm one of those PAP players, pace and power, so I get injured a lot. I'm like Paul Pogba because I'm like annoyingly stupidly fast.
You exaggerate
like
your footballing abilities.
Who are you like?
You totally
I don't
like.
Think I've ever played a... person in football that's faster than me.
That's just incorrect.
I agree you're fast, but like you just like you
we
can't...
did have this debate the other day that there is no one in that chat that plays with us that is faster than me.
I'm not that much.
You're very fast
you.
And you're very close. But we
but there's no power. You've got pace, but there's no power involved. And you also like can't really turn corners.
Yeah, where's the pat?
No,
pat?
I disagree.
You
run
like the ball
a
as far as you can, sprint, and then toe poke it.
You probably underestimate how strong I am. I can bench 120 kilograms. I don't know if that means anything to you, but
can you still do that? That seems incorrect.
Yeah,
probably not now.
No, so you can't bench 120 kilograms.
Yeah. I could probably bench like 110, 115-ish now.
Can you?
Yeah, I would say.
What do you mean you would
bench
say?
Press?
I haven't done it in a while, but yeah, bench press. Do you bench press much?
I haven't for a while because of my injuries, but I was nowhere near that. I think the best I ever got was 60 odd, 70.
Fair enough.
Nice, man.
Thanks.
But yeah, no. Good old football times. In the summer, a restart.
But also, you say that they at the Fellow Studios have taken over. They do that when it's there. When it's at the end and they need to fill up numbers. You're not...
You don't love ball. You don't love ball.
No, you know what?
I'm a realist.
I know it's coming.
I know the pap. They can't take the pap.
I know no one wants me that. No, I don't like bad weather at all. I'm such a sucker for it. If it starts raining, I'm... Not that I wouldn't enjoy it. Like, I've always been really bad at regulating my body temperature.
Right.
This is what I had up next. Thermoregulation. What are your thoughts?
Mine's so bad.
How can you get thermoregulating?
I'm imagining, like, if it was like an 11-a-side team and you're like going up to the coach.
You're surely like this in summer because...
I'm not vasodilating correctly. Can I come off?
You overheat so easily.
Yeah, no.
We'll be in normal climates. So in a summer, if we're playing football in 30, surely you can't enjoy that.
I the ball first, thought second.
Put your balls first.
I just ball out and then and then the gooch is pretty free.
Yeah, I'm on. I do know what you're saying, not to the nerdy way you're saying it, but yeah. And also, I wouldn't let it affect the way I want to play.
You could just retweet that in any conversation with Arthur. I do kind of get where you're coming from, but you're making it a bit weird, mate.
Yeah. No, it is the. It's
but it will pick up in summer. I mean, it's just more enjoyable.
Yeah, it is around April time.
I'm definitely a summer guy for sure.
Mm. Spring's the best when like the air temperature's still quite cool, but it's like blue sky.
Someone else said this. Like, I couldn't believe people actually think spring is the best time of year. Do you actually think it is?
For football? Because it's cold,
but in general,
no,
yeah,
it's missing both the summer holidays, beef and Magaluf, like summer we did holidays. Last year.
Why? Why does that interest you?
Because then he can go on holiday with his girlfriend. Yeah.
So, as in...
What time does school's break? When does school's break?
On summer. On summer, yeah.
Yeah, not the school summer holidays. Right.
Like, you know...
We got half term in
spring. We don't really go anywhere in April.
Got the Easter break.
To be fair, that too, actually, because the majority of my siblings are in school. So, like, in summer holidays...
No, it's fair, yeah.
I get to spend a lot of time with my family.
Mm.
Extended. Make it wholesome. Boring.
No, that's nice. And we hit Magaluf, Ibiza, Croatia.
Well, did we technically do that in spring?
No, it was June and July.
Was it June? Did we not go anywhere
round,
in May?
Baby. What did we do?
Did we go? Was it May?
Okay. No.
Where did we go to Mallorca that wasn't Mallorca?
That's what I thought. Was that not May?
That's Magaluf.
Have we? I don't know if I fully told the story
Magaluf
on this podcast
June?
Or if it's ever June? Fully been told.
We did Magaluf in June and then Ibiza in July.
Yeah, it was an accidental Magaluf though, because
that's true. Yeah, it's really
we put the whole booking of the trip through you.
Before we premise this, Arthur's mum said I'm in the right.
Oh yeah. She
anyway,
did,
continue the story.
Well,
he'll tell it in a mean way.
No, I won't tell it in a mean way.
I'll tell you the truth.
I'll tell it in a factual way.
I'll tell the whole truth.
You can't handle the truth.
So you book everything, and we go, "Oh, thanks, Arthur. That's very kind of you."
I booked the accommodation and paid for it.
Okay, yeah, and we said thank you very much, Arthur. That's very kind of you.
Yes.
Get on the flight.
Thank you for doing that. By
big old Airbnb.
We land and we go. God, can't wait to get to the Airbnb. So we travel west for about east.
So we land at like 9 p.m.
Because
the time's important
detail.
Yeah,
because it's Friday night, 9 p.m.
Yeah.
We land.
Land Friday night, 9 p.m. We travel east about 50 minutes an hour.
An hour.
About 10 minutes before we arrive at our destination, you then go, right, how do we get there?
How do we get in?
And then you see that you have to check in. And then after getting all our passport details out of us and inputting them all, they get submitted. And you see that they sent a message saying that we need to pick it up from the key box. And then you say, oh, that must be outside the villa. Where is the villa? We don't know because they haven't given us the definite location yet because we haven't yet checked in. So we get there. The taxi driver goes, whereabouts are we stopping then, guys? And we just go, don't know, somewhere around here. We get out in this street. We were there for about an hour. Nobody walked past. Around. Completely empty. No sound whatsoever. And then we finally look where to pick up the key from. And it's... past where we came from, an hour in the other direction.
Is it an hour? It's where we landed. It was next to the airport.
Yeah, it was basically next
to the
airport.
Okay, well, a bit further in like the opposite direction, in the centre of the town, in their offices.
Which was shut.
Which is so dumb from them.
Shut for the weekend.
They, you book an Airbnb. I've done it a million times. You rock. It says, this is a lockbox, sort of like a manual labour free check-in or whatever, and it said the key
manual labour free.
The key is in a lockbox.
You don't have to build the house.
As in, like, so no one has to come. So I was like, the key is in a lockbox that you access with a code, and we get there at 9 PM. Got literally airport here, and right next to the airport is the centre of Mallorca.
Yeah,
it is Magaluf, isn't it? Is that the centre?
No, Magaluf is a place in Mallorca. Yeah, we want to be clear that we didn't deliberately go to Magaluf.
We went to the other side of the island to this house, yeah, and found out that the key was stupidly in a lockbox on the other side that can only be open 9 to 5 Monday to Friday, but and then, we were leaving on Monday.
Yeah. Your little ways around the problem weren't let's. What we eventually did was just get a hotel. You were like, well, I've searched it up. I know where it is. We could go see if it's open and just stay there. But, just break in.
I back because
you couldn't believe saying, there's just break another
in.
Option.
Legally, you can't break into something you have property rights to.
So we haven't got a key to get in.
We wouldn't be doing any. If the window was open, unlocked... I studied you this in law.
You kept saying this is this brings me back. You kept saying this. You were like, we were like, oh yeah, but we're not gonna be able to get in. You go, but we might. We might as well go check, see if a window's open. What
this
scale
is so
of villa?
Yes.
But just in case there's a window open.
If there's like a window midnight. Open, we get the villa. Otherwise, what do we do? We had to
the
get
villa was like it was a tiny village.
But say we got
and
in,
then it was
how
like
would we have
10 minutes away
all
from
weekend?
That. Yeah, in the middle of nowhere. The villa was in the middle.
The villa was in the middle.
Yeah,
but to be fair, that is what we booked it for. We didn't book it for like a last holiday.
No, I know.
We booked it for like a beach side, yeah. A pool side.
Yeah, but we booked it in the middle of nowhere because we were like, oh, that'll be nice when we wake up in the morning. Not that'll be easy to break into.
It was also so in the middle of nowhere that no taxis even went there. How many taxis we had to call?
Oh my god, I forgot about this.
We got a lift from the guy who worked at the bar.
Oh my god, I forgot. Yeah,
we found
we
a hotel.
We were, a bar.
We were like two streets over.
Yeah,
weren't we?
Yeah. We walked to a bar that then had like who tried to call us taxis. They wouldn't even go there, and so we had to
about
wait there for like
later.
An hour and a half, and then the bar staff had to give us a lift
because they were
the
like we're shutting
we
up, and we were like we have nowhere to go, and they were like we'll drive you home.
Yeah. Booked
absolute shocker.
Booked a shitty hotel in the nearest town.
Yeah,
and then the next morning we went. That's right, well, they've not given us the keys to the Airbnb and they're closed for the weekend. They didn't actually get back to us until the end of the holiday,
no,
did
they? Didn't. They literally didn't.
So we just went, fuck it, Magaluf's an hour and a half away. Yeah. Should we just go there?
And it was actually quite funny.
It was very funny.
It was funny, but it was very underage.
It was. Yeah. Well, I wouldn't say underage. Be careful there, bro.
No, yeah.
No, but we didn't do anything with them. It was just...
They were just 18.
The punters were like 17.
No, I think they were like 18.
Yeah,
I think you forget, like, people who are 18 look young now, you know?
Yeah, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, but
Airbnb to be fair.
They
said
did give you the money back.
They were like, you are completely in the right. They're like, they shouldn't say that it's a lockbox that's coded if you need to go to their office, and the fact that they didn't respond the entire holiday.
Totally.
They gave the money back. So Airbnb were like, yeah, you guys are in the right. So
yeah, so thank you. That brings us on to the sponsor of this episode, Airbnb.
Thank you very much. No, it was good from them because they could have just been like, not our problem.
Yeah.
But they were like
didn't
so the hotel
quite
company,
a cheap holiday.
They were like so poor.
Didn't we get the fantastic news just after leaving the world's shittiest yet still very enjoyable water park? Do you remember that place?
What news?
I was pretty sure you got the message from Airbnb being that water park was so weird.
I love water parks. So you love water parks. You had the time of your life. Me and Chris always say this. There are rare moments where George is just, he becomes his inner child and is just so giggity and giggly. And he was on the water park going like, guys, look at this. And there'd be like a water fountain dripping water and he'd like run through the middle of it. And be like, look at this. And I write, it's so cute. It was so funny.
He's actually like that a lot as well. Yeah. I've noticed, yeah.
Yeah, you go through phases. Of just being this
he's
euphoric.
A Labrador.
Yeah. It was very funny.
If I've had my sleep, then I'm a Labrador. If not, then I'm a Chihuahua, baby.
Oh my goodness.
We've seen some comments in the past. We've sent them back and forth a few times. People say that we bully different members of the group. We'll include Chris as if he's here. He actually is here. He's just, bless him, all the way down there.
Is he in the group?
Yeah. But we need the views somehow.
True.
We turn up for his videos and he doesn't ever tell you what
I'm... Yeah, well, but who do you reckon gets the most abuse in the group?
Come on now. It is me, isn't it?
It's self-inflicted, though. Who gets the most unnecessary abuse, actually?
I get abused a fair amount on our little day trips out, I think.
Yeah.
Chris is the biggest bully by miles.
Yeah, he's the biggest bully.
Yeah.
With us, like, we love roasting each other, but like, Chris loves watching people suffer. So Chris will find something
how to
that
do
he
it.
Knows will upset you.
And he won't stop.
And be like, oh, that
he'll,
really rattled
he'll
him.
Take
Let's
it
do
too
it
far.
Again. Yeah. And you're like, mate, in a funny way, like, the good thing about us all,
it makes us hate him in a funny way.
We can all take it.
Yeah.
Like, I said this joking, I can't remember what video it was in. I never really had any, like, physical insecurities. And the number of times he points out things are wrong with my face.
But you
physique,
didn't.
That, no, come on now. And now I just look in the mirror. I was playing, actually, with Photoshop the other day, undoing all the things that he said was wrong with my face.
Playing.
And it was better looking. And I was like,
he's right.
I made my eyes like closer together because he was just, my eyes are far apart. I made my nose a bit smaller. I was like, that guy's better than me. I'll never be him. Because you can't even get surgery to make your eyes closer together.
You sort your nose out though.
Come. Yes.
Not that there's anything to sort out. Yeah.
No. Also, you say it's very casual. Like, it's not like you just going to a barber, like, a little bit off the top, please, pal.
I would never want to.
I feel like we need. He has his go-tos for us. In terms of triangle head, big head, a lot of things,
a lot of crippling personality defects according to him. That's
I say we come up with one for him.
I mean, there's a lot.
He doesn't get enough shit for how small he is, by the way.
No, he doesn't. Yeah. No.
Well, that's,
I think
that's
it's because
one.
We just like he's had it his whole life.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And it's annoying because whatever you say, he'll just be like, I'm a multimillionaire, so I don't care. And you're like, oh,
he does say that a lot, an awful lot.
He's too rich. Maybe rather than bantering him, we get disguises and just rob him. Oh.
Saves,
if
works.
We take the millions away from him, he's got nothing. No, I'm joking. Or,
but speaking of said man, I have asked him before I left to send over some who's most likely to questions.
Okay.
He's also sent over some other ones that I'll do afterwards. But we've got some who's most likely to's, and I think they may be slightly targeted. I haven't read them yet, but I've just read the first one and it seems...
Why did you look at me when you said most targeted?
Well, I mean, you'll know who they're targeted.
Okay, right.
Who's most likely to... Feel free to add your own ones in, by the way. Otherwise, he gets all the limelight.
Okay.
Who's most likely to get stood up 8 times and give a girl the benefit of the doubt?
Are we counting down or...?
Yeah, sure.
3, 2, 1.
George me. Clark.
Georgie. Unfortunately.
It's a fun game, isn't it?
Story
Thanks,
time?
Chris.
Oh, next up. No.
No, it's just who's most likely to. It's a hypothetical situation.
Okay. Right.
It's purely
Fuck
hypothetical.
Fuck that girl, by the way.
I was with
this
George.
This is a message to you if you're watching this. I hate you. You're stupid and mean. And you hurt my boy. And I will find you. And I will kiss you myself if you're a free.
Well,
no, that's
come on.
I keep getting these weird dreams that either you or Chris go on a date and you're like, oh, this is the girl, and I'm like, no,
and it's her.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, George.
But I'm over it. who's most likely to fall in love because they've had a flash of boobies? Is this targeted at someone or is this just who's most likely to?
3, 2, 1. Arthur.
Me.
You fall in love the quickest out of everyone.
I don't know about
you
that.
You can be with someone
a day
or
two.
No, but
you're
I say I am. I think I throw it around a lot. I throw around the word.
Tell me though, if they flash booby, would you be like, okay, you are the one?
To be fair, that would get me. That would get me.
Depends what the face card say. If the face card's declined.
I keep hearing this saying face card.
I've never heard that
card
in my life.
It's just your face.
Her face card never declines. It's like the face card.
Did you just dwibble everywhere?
Not for the first time.
Dwibble.
Who's most likely...
Pace and power with your dribbling out your mouth.
Nice, got him. Who's most likely to punch Arthur TV in the face?
Three, two, one.
You. Me.
I think
But
you.
I don't know if I...
me.
I feel like I'm too much of a pacifist.
I'm just trying to think who would get rattled the most.
Could be you.
I don't think... No. I don't think you've...
I don't think any of us would get violent.
I can't imagine, like, I think we all know where our boundaries are. And, like, obviously, every now and then we can wrestle each other.
Sri Lanka came
much,
pretty close. Thought you two were going to scrap it. I mean, you did.
Oh, yeah, we did fight over a bottle of vodka. But I would never punch him.
You could have been killed.
No, I don't think we'd ever get violent.
No, I don't think so.
It's just not in my DNA. You would. You'd be the most likely to punch someone. This should be a different thing, and you would punch someone.
You've slapped me quite
just
hard.
Just because I'm... Did I? Was that when you...
When I was... I doubt...
You did ask for it to be fair. You said you liked it.
I wanted to see your boxing skills, and you showed me.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We had about 8 rounds on the street.
Yeah.
And I won 8.
Yeah.
And then back at the hotel room. Who's most likely to not apologise for nearly choking a good friend today? Oh.
Yeah.
3, 2, 1. Other TV.
Yeah. TV. Fair enough.
Did you write these?
I needed that vodka back. I do distinctly remember being like, we were talking about it for a while, and I was like, let's put it. I was like, don't worry about it. And you were like, it's not your place to say don't worry about it. And I was like, yeah, it's fair enough.
I'm glad you realised that, because no, I was there like, how am I the one that seems to get flack?
No,
for this?
I am sorry. Watching it back, it was... I mean, we were having a lot of fun, like, fighting over the voice. I feel like when we are like four brothers, really.
Ooh, I don't know, they're getting some controversy recently.
Three of them. We're like three
of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
One of us is just horrendously racist and sexist and whatever he is.
Okay. And he's no longer with us.
If you're watching this, by the way,
sorry,
stop
Chris.
And go to the gym.
Ooh.
No, because that's what he says.
And that's what he says.
Oh, I thought you were saying to that guy, like, stop being sexist, and also you're a bit fat.
Whoa, nobody said that.
Which would have been crazy.
No, yeah.
But you didn't say that, that's fine.
No. Crazy kebabs. Who's most likely to try to show you a 5-minute TikTok when you're in the middle of cooking a bolognese? That seems very targeted. 3, 2, 1,
George.
Me.
George.
He'll just be giggling away.
Yeah.
You can't wait.
Your concept of time in general is fascinating, I think. I've never seen you rush.
Time.
No, I know. His is just bad. Yours is just like the way you move in life is pretty like...
I wouldn't say I'm late to things, though.
No, but this is what I find. You're just there. All the time.
I don't get stressed, which can become a bad thing. Day exit stories. Tell me, bitch.
What kind of stuff are we on? I'm trying to think of which ones I have told you and I haven't told you. Have I spoken about the library one?
You've not told the audience any of them, so...
Yeah, but I'm trying to remember which ones I've told you, because then you'd be like, that's a good one worth telling.
I've not heard any.
There was one where I got catfished on Tinder quite badly, and it was a stupid idea to do that. This is why people would say...
I'd love to see your Tinder profile.
Go on a coffee date for your first date or something, like, short, so that if it just doesn't work. I was like, I think this was back when I just like started earning money as a lawyer and had the YouTube salary at the same time. So I was like, I can like after 5 years of being a student, I was like, I can finally afford a nice date.
Yeah,
and he
matched
for
this
a coffee
girl on Tinder, and like we went to this like really expensive Asian restaurant, ordered like a fancy bottle of wine and all this kind of stuff. And I was sat there like halfway through, just really mad. Like, this bill's gonna be like 300 quid, and I just have no interest in you. And and one of my mates who was studying in London at the time, he had like stayed for a master's, was like, he was just in the library or something. And so we were walking past like through, and I was like, I know I was gonna walk you home, but my mate's in the library and I'm just gonna go spend some time with him. And she was like, what? And that was a pretty awkward one.
Ooh, what? Wow. How did you deliver that line?
It was so awkward. Yeah. I bummed out.
I'm the girl.
I was just kind of like checking my foot. There was no chat. The chemistry was dead. I was sort of like walking her towards the... I can't even remember where we were going. And I just remember my mate Jared just being like, yo, I'm in the library. And I was like, I'm so close to you. Because I was telling him, he's like one of my best mates. I was like, state's not going well. And he's like, I'm in the library. And I was like, I'm just going to go see my mate. He's in the library doing his whatever chemistry master's. She was like, okay. I've had a lot of dates that end in the last time I ever saw them.
That
like,
ended in a library.
And they was like, okay. There was one where I like went on like 3 dates with a girl. And it was like one where like I was kind of using her to tick off things that I wanted to do in London.
Whoa.
Okay, thank God. Okay.
What
so
the
like
hell?
So I really
sort of saved it at the end.
So on the final date, like I really wanted to go see Les Mis. And I was like, I wouldn't really just go by myself. And what am I going to do? Like, invite one of the boys to go watch Les Mis?
She was like
me.
A tour guide.
Oh my God.
So I was like, oh, let's go watch Les Mis. I've got 2 tickets and stuff. Went, absolutely loved it, and came out. And I was like,
did you like it?
Right. I really liked it. And I was like, okay, right, let's go home. And she was like, we haven't really spoken. She's like, do you want to go for a drink or something? We'll go for a drink.
No.
I haven't got tickets for a drink.
And the first two, they were very platonic. And then on that date, I was kind of like hiring along. I was like kind of ready to go home because I'd seen Les Mis. Like I'd done what I'd come out to do. Yeah.
And I've got two tickets. The tickets are just the opposite sides of the theatre.
And we were like on the central line back. And I was like, all right, well, this is me. I'm getting off. And give her a hug. And she goes, oh, a hug goodbye again. And I was like, what? Get off the tube. And I could just tell that she was definitely like probably expecting at least a kiss or something. And I just left her on the tube and... Yeah, that was it.
Put headphones in, locked in with Les Mis.
Yeah. There are so many times that like things happen, I don't realise till much later. Mm. I also had one at uni, like obviously I was on a uni where like there were lots of colleges in a row, and mm-hmm. I was with a girl that I'd been in a club with, and like we stopped at her college, like the taxi pulled up in hers. She like gets out of the car and she goes like, are you coming out? And I was like, oh no, my college is a few more along. And like she was like, okay, like shuts the door. I'm driving away and I'm like, I wonder if she meant like come with me to my college rather than like get out and walk the rest.
Yeah, I wonder. Probably. Mate. Yeah, I wonder.
I thought she meant like is this your college or are you gonna get out and walk? And I was like, no, you'll do an extra stop. Like,
she's like your Uber driver.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, just a bit further on, mate.
She got out and I fumbled massively.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Who's most likely to speak to a girl for 3 hours, not ask her if she has a boyfriend, and then get angry when she says she has one?
Wait, it's very recent. 3, 2, 1.
These wounds are too fresh.
Story time.
Fair, she kept saying, I don't even know who you are when people are coming up to me, so she won't be watching. And if she is, fuck you. No, she I just had our fun day in Belfast, and Chris... being Chris was speaking to a girl from on Raya. She came to meet us in this bar with some friends, and both of her two of these friends were like, my friend like really likes you, and she seemed very lovely. We were chatting for a long time, went to get a drink, and then we're hanging out.
They said my friend really likes
you. Yeah, they said my friend really likes you. Yeah, and I was like, cool. And then she was saying to me like, oh, like you're being so nice to me, like, well, saying a lot of nice things.
Yeah.
And then there was one. So we went. We queued. Obviously, it's Paddy's day. Like heaving. Like took like 40 minutes to queue to get a drink, and then we have it like half an hour later. Go and get another drink. She like goes round a different way and just like speak to this girl behind the bar, and turns out she's like best friends with this girl behind the bar, and we got like drinks instantly. And I was like, why didn't you do that before? And she's like, I just wanted to spend more time with you.
Aww,
I was like, oh, this girl's cute. Really nice. Like, that's and really obviously cute. Into me. Like, having said that.
Obviously.
Like, yeah, obviously. And then we go and like, learn, like go to the smoking area and like sit in the corner and getting all cozy and like learning about each other or whatever. And like, I'm like knowing like what she does at uni and all
just
this kind of stuff.
Exploring
each other's every corner.
They had a mole on your back.
No, yeah, there was a bit of touching going on. Yeah, I mean, she was like holding my hand around everywhere.
You held hands?
Dude, every finger.
bit crazy.
No,
friend.
But like she was leading me with her hand and stuff, and then would be like, our legs were. I don't know how it was subtle, but it was going.
She looked like a pretzel,
and
baby.
Then,
sweet and salted.
And then basically it was like, I mean, we must have been out there for like an hour, like away from you guys, which is not annoying, but a long time. Yeah, but
two
like
or three.
2 or 3 hours.
Like, we had come to Belfast
to be fair.
For this video. We came. We went.
No,
into
it wasn't
this
2 or 3. No way, bro.
But the entire club night for me. We walked in. You walked off with her. Me, Chris.
No.
Me, Chris, and James were on this table
no,
with these three girls
fair.
The entire night. And when they went to the club was when
Players.
I said goodbye to you.
I don't know. I'd say it was an hour and a half max.
Bro, it was literally.
No, because I was with you when the guy getting the baby Guinnesses and stuff. You
it
can't
was like
put that on me.
Okay, a little bit. Maybe half an hour you hung out with us.
So oh, to be fair, it was after you'd gone. Eight. It was after you'd gone I came back in, actually.
Yeah, so you left us at 8:30, and then I left around midnight, and then I said goodbye to you on the way out.
Yeah.
So probably 3.5 hours.
No,
more like,
no. I got timings and receipts on my phone I can check. But, yeah, then I come back in, and, like, I wouldn't say I, like, tried to get with her, but then she was, like, being... Like I was like, it's weird that we haven't yet. Do you know what I mean?
I did try to get, but she just didn't like that my tongue was out.
Yeah, like I was like, she wasn't getting the hints that I was like,
lick it back.
And then I come back in, and then James comes up to me, a camera guy, and he was like, "Dude, like she's got a boyfriend." And I was like,
damn.
"What? Like crazy?" And then she then and I sort of left her, and then she kept texting me like, "Where are you?" And I'm like, "I'm not getting."
And you saw. This makes me so sad because some dude's probably like sat at home or in a club down the road. Yeah. And his girlfriend's walking around hand in hand with another guy, texting him like, that shit makes me so sad.
Yeah. Not just any guy.
Yeah.
A stud.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
where we're going.
No, yeah, no.
But her excuse without telling me that she had a boyfriend was like, what's the point? Like, if you go home tomorrow, like, what's the point? Like, and I was like, well, what's the point of me spending an hour to get to know you?
Yeah, what's the point in...
And any, like,
her,
in
so
any...
So she's saying that she was, her excuse was girl, for me, like, not wanting to get me. Girlfriend.
Was like, no, she was like, yeah, like, if you're going home, like... Huh? And she was like, I feel like I like you too much and all this kind of stuff. And I was like, what?
Oh, yes. It's not cheating if we're not cheating if we're yeah. pen pals. How's that?
Yeah, it's oh. wild. It was wild.
Bloody hell.
It makes me sad. Like, you've got the following where if you posted, because we found her on Instagram in the airport.
We did, yeah.
Well,
you could have just put her right in your story and just been like, if you're this girl's boyfriend, just bro, run.
Mm. If you're that girl when you're watching,
well, it's like to leave him alone. That you liked me
and
as
we,
well.
We found the guy. Maybe you should message the guy and just be like, listen, pal. Listen, honestly, pal. If I was the guy, I'd rather I'd like you to do that. Like, I'd rather someone tell me, like, be like, oh, by the way, your girl's doing this, rather than, like, wasting any more
time. I
wouldn't. And finding out a year later.
I mean, I didn't technically cheat, though, did she?
So. Oh, that's breakup worthy. Yeah.
Yeah, mm. Where is the line of cheating?
Like, even if it's not beyond the line of cheating,
and
like...
how close can we get?
You don't... you don't want to be in a relationship.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it was annoying.
This is a weird one, randomly. I saw on TikTok. It's called soaking, I think. Have you heard of this trend?
Pretty sure I've seen videos about that.
So,
what is it?
So, like, very evangelical Christians in the US that can't have sex before marriage.
Oh, oh is
no,
this?
I don't know this. I don't know
I think
this.
They, Freezy told this a lot.
It's a bit of a trend on TikTok, yeah. But they basically get naked in bed together, get on top of each other, and they get their mate to stand on the mattress, like jumping up and down with their legs, so that it makes you move together. And their idea is that doesn't constitute sex in the eyes of God, because neither of you are like actively engaged. It's just happening
so
to you.
So someone's doing what on the side?
So like you're both in bed together. Let's say you're a guy and the girl's on top of you. You're both naked.
For this example, you're a guy.
Yeah, okay, right. It's hard to imagine.
You're lying on a bed, let's say like a student-y shitty, like a single springy bed.
Okay,
a girl's
easier
on top
imagine.
Of you and you're both naked.
Right.
And I'm there on the bed going...
What
like that,
the fuck?
The
how does that even...
To make the bed shake right. up and
in
down.
Their, so in their head, they're like, oh yeah, God's chill with this.
Apparently so.
So he's, that... looking, he's looking down going, hey, what are you two doing? And then
you
even,
like,
sort of
ask
go,
someone to be the jumper, you know?
Well, because they're all like in the thing, so it's like, oh, I want to...
In the thing? What do you mean by
in,
that?
In the like
the
Christian...
Vagina.
Oh. In the Christian thing. The in whole this, Christian
in this,
thing?
In, oh, they're all of this...
they're all involved in the Christian
the
thing.
They all believe the same, so they all do it so
oh, it's
club.
Like a favour.
So they all do it
like
for each other.
Like, you'll do it for me later,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah,
you, I'll soak you if you soak yeah. me.
Oh, dear.
That's wild.
So how bizarre is that?
I know nothing about... Like, can they do like... Can you give a hand job?
Well, it depends.
You can't do anything.
Is this to do with soaking still? Just random questions.
No, I mean,
are
like,
you good at hand jobs?
You can't perform any kind
there's
of
a
sexual act.
Different groups will believe completely different things. Some right. people think, because obviously there's armpitting.
What?
Where, like, guys have sex with a girl's armpit.
They do that really hard.
they're, like, bending the knee. There's
as,
like loads
as you should for
because
your
obviously
king.
Like the Bible isn't that explicit or any holy book isn't so explicit to be like you cannot do that in the knee.
It is and it isn't. So like it doesn't say specifics like that. But
yeah.
It basically says like no.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for, but you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Broad, yeah, exactly. Okay. Yeah, so you could say that having sex with an armpit isn't sexual immorality.
But you could say it's like...
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Masturbation. Yeah.
Mm, oh my God, I couldn't jack off.
So it's just all basically subjective as to what you think sexual immorality is.
Yeah.
So you could just have full-blown penetrative sex.
Which is what these people are doing, basically. That's what soaking is.
You could just stop the soaking part and then just be like, that's not immoral. Chaps?
Well, that's just sex before marriage.
Just go, hey, chaps, that's a, not. But then
I think the girls. I think
what is sex?
Yeah. I think girls please who have been soaked are still virgins, or who've done soaking. I don't know. That sounds.
I don't understand what. Like, say so God walks in the room. What's
normally?
The conversation that they have?
He's everywhere, isn't he?
Okay, but say in this scenario.
So he's inside.
The vagina.
Well, technically.
Right. So he walks in the room just in this scenario and goes like, "Oi, boys / girls."
Mm.
What's going on here? You guys be the boy and girl here in this scenario.
Well, you're God, you're omniscient, you don't need to ask, you already know, we're just soaking.
You're really good at these scenarios. Guys, what's going on here?
Oh. Looks sorry, like you, did I put it in your bum?
Looks like you two are having sex.
No, we're soaking. I'm not shagging her, she's not shagging me. It was him bouncing on our bed.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay then.
Yeah. That's and scene.
What?
God looks a lot like George Clark. I love that guy on TikTok.
Yeah. If, to be fair, if God was like in his 20s.
No, why would you say that?
Oh, I'm looking at the reflection in the... sorry, I thought... I completely thought that was a picture of you, but it's just me.
In his 20s. He wishes. Yeah. Like 34, mate. Most likely to kill their entire family to preserve their existence in a Petri dish.
No, oh, yeah, I'd do that.
Yeah, we had this.
You well,
I've heard about
we had
this.
We had the whenever you in a hot tub. Number one, very steamy. Number two, you just go into this whole realm of philosophical questions, and it was basically just how many people. It started.
We were
like,
drunk on the ski trip, so we'd done apres. We were battered. We get back to the hotel. Well, we get back to our lodge. We'd hop in the tub, have some beers,
yeah, then
and have
you,
some deep chats.
You started being like, right, so you'd want to know what the level is to where we go. Yeah. My life isn't worth killing this many people or something.
Yeah.
And there just wasn't one for Arthur until his soul wasn't on this earth. Then
not
everybody
sure
can die.
But, no, well, to be fair, I definitely was playing devil's advocate with this one.
I don't think you were.
Because, but I don't know. I definitely don't know where the line would be. Because realistically...
You said if you were in like a vegetative state and you only had your brain, you would kill everybody on the earth.
That was definitely devil's advocate.
You didn't say anything. That's the first time you've gone back on it.
No, because I mean, it's funnier to say, like if you're back, like it's a bit boring to just be like, oh, I wouldn't kill anyone for this. And, you know,
why is this the first time we're hearing a bit being a joke
then? I'd sacrifice myself. Because it's just more interesting if you just go, yeah. And it'd be interesting to see, because as well, because it was me, you, Harry and Chris, and none of us are religious, spiritual, anything like that.
Yeah.
So I thought it was more interesting to like go beyond what you would consider reasonable, but then see if you can justify why it was wrong. Do you know what I mean?
But you didn't
reveal,
say
yeah,
that.
Would you not reveal that
you
sooner than
this is
than
the
now.
First time you... as if you were like Darren Brown and this was one big ploy.
No, because I don't think I necessarily care whether you know that it's like that. Like, obviously, you know, like...
That's crazy. That you just happily live like us with the knowledge that you'd just want to be in a Petri dish because everybody's dead. Just in this, like, fridge somewhere.
But it was interesting because with the, like... the discussion was around ending the conscious experience, right? That was what it was all framed around.
Yeah.
And it was like, if you died, you wouldn't be aware of anyone living on or their happiness and stuff like that. And then it's like... then the question is like, why does it matter? If you just, everyone just goes, oh yeah, no, I'd rather, you know, I sacrifice myself and my family. Fair enough, interesting, but the conversation dies. It's more interesting to hear someone say like, oh yeah, I'd rather me go than my family and have them justify why their family's ongoing happiness,
I
though it's irrelevant to you. It's so much more interesting.
I get that side as it being interesting, but it's weird instead of going, oh, why is that? And instead framing yourself as a psycho who would just happily live as a
but
cell.
You care
it's
more.
Not, it's not debate club.
You, no, but you
it's
care more.
Drunk beers in the jacuzzi. Yeah, like,
but we are all like that, especially, I would say, Harry
you.
And somewhat Chris.
No,
like whenever
you
we get drunk,
you bring
we
it out of
that.
Everyone
yeah.
because we have to. You become this like leader of the debate club, and you just start honing in on one person. And then once they're done, they
but
quickly,
they everyone loves
you
it.
Go
like,
to the next person,
and you did as well. Like everyone gets very animated and very like. If I just go like hypothetically, why would you not want to just continue as a conscious? It's like, oh, hypothetically, If I just go, yeah, you know what? I will kill everyone, including everyone I love, just for me to continue as a possibility, as a conscious experience in the universe. Then you go like, why on my family? It's like, oh, why? And that's when you get the really interesting conversations.
I just find it funny that you've decided up until now to then go, oh, that was a joke, by the way.
Not a joke. Just fucking around. Because I really don't know. I don't know where the line would be exactly or how you do justify it. Not that I'm saying it can't be justified, but it's so interesting. Mm. It is so interesting.
And finally, most likely to have peaked already.
Oh.
Hmm. I feel like we're all pretty relatively
new. Yeah, two of us are.
Yeah, two of us are young and budding.
Yeah, I'm younger, but I'd probably
you're
say...
You're what, sorry? You're younger?
No, you're both younger.
Right, yeah.
But I'd say we're all in a very much like, year on year, we're in a very different place.
Mm.
Yeah.
Like your music, like your shows every week, I swear, like double in size. Like we were kind of like doing our own thing a couple of years ago.
Mm, yeah.
Like me and you have had a relatively similar path. Like,
yeah.
Yours was a bit slower and then much faster, I feel. Like in the time that you went along, because like you on YouTube, I think, like pre you doing videos with Alex.
Yeah.
Like if you go on your YouTube and go back 5 years, like mine would be like 100K 1 year, 200K the next year, 300K the next year, like a slow over the last like 3 or 4 years. Mm. Whereas yours was like when you, up until with Alex, they were all like much more.
I mean, I posted my first, when did I post my first YouTube video? I think like a year and a half ago.
And then obviously like deep. TikTok, you got so big on TikTok and that was pretty rapid. Like you said, you got like hundreds of thousands from the like Garage Beat video.
Yeah, 2 years ago was my first video on the old tube. What a crazy life we lead, eh?
Yeah.
Sorry, it's really crazy.
Yeah. But like, so I'd say, yeah, I don't know.
I don't say...
None of us have peaked.
No, I think we've not even begun early on it.
We do have to answer the question, though, who's most likely to have peaked already? If you've got an answer in your McBrain,
yeah.
we can't say Chris for this one.
Okay, 3, 2, 1.
Oh, I don't want to say anything.
I would just say, just because you've gained so many followers already, like you've already gained like 2.5 million over the last couple of years. Mm. Gaining another 2.5 million would be insane.
Wow.
Whereas I do think, I think you're a global superstar pending. I always say this.
Wow. You do actually say that more than anyone. It's very nice of you.
You'd be surprised. I whenever I have conversations outside of our circle, everyone thinks you're going to be like, your ceiling's so much higher than everyone else's. Oh. So you should, not that's just a necessary knock on me and George and Chris.
It's not, it's the same really.
Right, well, in comedy, yours is not as high.
No, I would say that I've 100% peaked in comedy for sure.
Yeah.
The Voldemort video, I'm never ever doing.
Yeah. But that's like that's a very high ceiling anyway, the Voldemort video. It's like, what, 50 million, what, 30, 30 or 50?
Its cultural impact can't be replicated. Mm.
I'd like to think I haven't already.
I should get enrolled in the new Harry Potter series, I think.
Well, I think the issue with peak is like, peak is obviously it doesn't go higher than that. And I can't imagine that in a month or 2 months that everything won't be just slightly better for us all. That's what I'm hoping anyway. Like this podcast is only going to grow. Yeah. Your music's only going to grow. Your YouTube channel's only going to grow.
Hell yeah.
Like if you think about like, I feel like we're all getting into good spirit. And as well, like we do obviously have the viewers to thank because they're,
yeah, they're alright, but it's all us, really.
Yeah, what about click a thing and watch it? Fucking hell.
James, say it or shot it?
Say it or shot with what shot?
I don't know, open up that, see what we've got. Is that gin? We can do the gin.
No, we can't. We just slated gin.
Yeah, I know, but there's no other spirits in
there. Can we just be classy and have some Merlot?
Some Pessoa at the bottom if you want to shot that.
Merlot.
17%.
Alright, then we'll do the gin.
Okay, let's see bubbles of Pessoa.
Can I just shot VK?
Because then that's like... What is Pessoa? It's just passion. This is what's in Porn Star Martinis, right?
I guess so.
I think so.
I've drunk far too much alcohol recently.
It says in the back.
Right. Do we... He's given us 4.
Each.
Oh, Chris has done
just,
this.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
He's just given us 4. So...
Either we will have to do.
Yeah, I say we all do them. Because otherwise we're just going to get... One of us get 2, the other's going to get 1.
Have we got shot glasses or are we
I've
all
been drunk just doing out of this. 6 out of the last 7 days.
You're so cool.
We just spent 24 hours getting battered out and of you our just minds said in he's Belfast for you.
But that was not my fifth day in six.
Finish that and then I'll buy you a drink.
I'll buy you a drink.
After TV, buy me a drink. Yeah.
Is that your line? Just got to go, finish
actually,
that, I'll get you another one.
I bought all the alcohol for the beer bike because your card got declined.
Oh, you did actually. Well, you say that like that was a load. What, two 8-packs?
God, I forgot. Why is he the one pouring? You are the. You are awful with drinks.
Thank you.
You've got. You're the one to blame for this. I point at my eyebrow.
Stop.
Right.
Oh.
Okay. I feel like these could be getting sunk rather quickly.
No,
so
I'm just going to say everything. I don't
okay.
Do
so, gentlemen, I'll just tee this up for the TikTok clip. Christopher. Micro Dick has sent us in some say it or shot it questions.
Okay.
We've all got some shots in front of us. Yep. You know the aim of the game. Name the the first name of the last person that you had sexual intercourse with. Say it or shot it.
Oh, yeah. I can't
either.
Is it bad?
Not at all, actually. Yeah. I don't know why I pulled that face. I was expecting it to be bad. Nice. That was a wince of anticipation.
You can clarify first or last name. First and last. You could
have
said first name.
Yeah, the first name, but...
Yeah, I can't.
Even then.
I think he would have known that as well.
Mm. He knows.
What is your mum's surname?
He...
What the...
Nice.
Got him. No, she is fit, though. How strong is this?
Wait, it doesn't
just
need to
do
be
it.
Strong to...
Just do it.
She's a beautiful woman.
Don't do a lot, please.
There you go.
Thank you. Right. Weirdest thing you've ever done in front of a girl? This one I feel like can be a say. I don't know what is the weirdest thing. Let me just rack my brain through all of the possible options.
Yeah,
I have
give us a moment.
Oh, I'll tell you one actually that plays on my mind to this day. To this day, I was, I think, probably about the age of 16, and I went on a date with a girl. We met for the first time, and we just drove to McDonald's and
class,
classic date. And we got on quite well. Oh. And upon leaving, like, we had a little kiss, had a little like hug, and then I was like, you know, you know, in films where they like when they're hugging, they like pick the girl up and like spin around.
Oh, no.
Little 16-year-old George went, oh, that's a fantastic idea. So just like picked her up, and she was just sort of wiggling her legs, like. What are you doing?
Screaming. Ah! That's crazy, but hey, romantic guy. This isn't technically related, but kind of is, because it was a funny story that happened to me last week. I went to a pub I hadn't been to in like 2 years, and I've been there once before.
Is this your answer to the... Say
it, no, but it just reminded me of it.
Okay.
And I go in there, and there's this girl behind the bar is like looking at me. I just assume she recognised me or whatever. But she's like, did you come in here like 2 years ago? And I was like, yeah, I did. She was like, and did you order a Scotch egg? And I was like, yeah, I did. Because I remember I ordered a Scotch egg because I'd heard it was really good. And she was like, oh, God. And I was like, what? Like, so I said the worst thing I've ever said, and it's like played on my mind every day since that day. And I was like, what did you say? Like, I don't think you heard it, but apparently she came and delivered the Scotch egg, and then like, because we were like a group of boys, apparently she went, is it bussing?
Oh,
I didn't hear it. But it's the fact she recognised me from 2 years ago.
That would have been, yeah. I feel like if you heard that, you would have found it really funny.
Oh yeah, I would have like laughed a lot. But also like, yeah. What was she? But yeah, just like the fact of like a waitress coming over and being like, is it bussing? How is it all bussing for you guys?
Did you enjoy your
is everything bussing for everyone? But yeah, so as I would say, I don't know.
Say it or shout it, guys. Weirdest thing you ever. And you can't. You can't miss something out because I. That's the one that plays on my mind to this day. That's just Orkies. You've got to have something locked and loaded, brother.
I'm very consistently awkward in most situations, which is why it's difficult to like. But I don't think there's necessarily one that's.
There he has no idea what's weird.
Yeah. I have to analyse every social interaction after I have them, which is much more difficult.
I remember there was a time I was in bed with a lady, and for some reason when I
go you man.
Did the business whatever. Then we were like the things Christians can't do.
Oh
yeah, I said bye to the guy doing the bed stamping, the soaking. No, and we were lying down. And for some reason, I just started humming the Superman theme tune.
Why?
What's that like?
Like just out of awkwardness, because we weren't saying anything, and I was like, "No, sorry, not Superman."
Is that Superman?
I don't know what that is.
Either way, it's weird.
Yeah.
Is that it? Is that the story?
Yeah, but it was just like it wasn't like I knew her very well.
That's the weirdest thing.
I can't think of anything else. I really can't think of anything else. Apart from the naked windmill on the street that time, but I was drunk.
That was a bet. You've got to have many things. Just
they're all like the stories I've already told. Just like just so socially oblivious.
Ah, just drink them.
Nah, let me think. I'm sure there'll be one that's
come on,
like a
think,
real
man,
another.
Think.
There must have been like one specifically.
Whilst you're thinking, better start twinking.
Oh, a little nurse.
All right, let's move on to the next one. Okay, say it or shot it. The amount you pay an editor per video. Are you willing to say the amount you pay an editor per video?
My editor is full-time salary, so it's not.
Okay,
per
say
video.
It's full-time salary then.
No, also not legal, I don't think.
Oh, then fucking drink. Ah. Are you willing to say?
No, because... No.
Why not?
Why?
No, it's shocking. There's been a couple of times I think I've massively overpaid. I will say that the first video that I've... I got shafted. Like, it was just a react video, me and George, like, watching my old videos, like, very basic stuff.
Did well, though.
Yeah, it did well for the first video, but like the guy charged me like 500 quid.
That's rather expensive.
That is mental.
It was like a 15 minute video and he spent 2 days on it, he said. So it was 250 quid a day.
Okay, Arthur, before you hired someone full time, what did you pay the editors?
50 quid per video was the kind of standard going rate for a commentary. No edits, like that's just... Because my videos, remember, were before I hired someone full time, were just like me speaking, reading a script for an hour, and they just cut the ums and ahs out. There's no like effects or zooms or crops.
Yeah.
So that was like an hour and a half job.
That's pennies. Oh, okay. I know there are some.
Do you think for an hour and a half of freelance work?
Yes.
Do you? Yeah, it's literally just blade chop because you don't even have to listen to it. Like, you can, because obviously it cuts down to a 9 minute video. You look at a waveform of a sentence, and then there's like 20 seconds because I have to look at the next sentence and learn it in my head before I say it.
Because you ever have to redo sentences?
Yeah, fair amount.
So we still had to watch everything.
Yeah, but even if it's more than even if it was like 2 hours, that's still 25 quid an hour. It's pretty decent for like a zero skill. Like, these editors were like, just like anyone can learn to do it in like
in fairness
10 minutes.
I know,
whereas George's videos, like multicams, multiple people edits, all that kind of, like my modern ones, like nowadays I think it's much closer.
I know
to more money
some YouTubers who will never name unnamed that got to like pretty sure like,
why am I drinking this,
2 or 3 million followers or something, and we're still paying their editors like 25 quid to 50 quid.
Wow.
Yeah, that's crazy.
The thing is, like, people is like, the
bear in mind
the
those
number
videos
of
getting
editors
like millions
out
of
there, because obviously like nowadays like school kids are like just whiz kids at editing.
Yeah,
and like they're most of them
school kids
in America
do anything these
they're
days.
Like they're living at home, their bills are paid, And like 50 quid is like an entire game that they're going to play for like ages or like.
Is that how you coax them in? Yeah. I'll get you an entire game. It's
like dangling.
But you're done playing
this. I don't hire freelancers, but like you go on, you know, I recently put out the form for like, what do you charge for edits? Yeah. There were generally people being like, oh, I just love editing, I'll do it for free. And it's like,
I'm going to shot, I think.
Why?
I don't want to reveal the amount that I pay editors in case others want more or less.
Oh, that's
I don't
true.
Pay, I pay...
You pay a reasonable fee.
No, I
pay pretty much the exact same as me.
Yeah, I'd say I pay well for... I pay a different rate for different each channel. That's why I don't want to say what I pay for each, because then they'll be like, hang on a minute, bitch. Well, they won't be. I think I pay fairly, but I don't want to reveal.
Yeah, I think we will pay fairly. Like, these are...
Fill me up, buttercup.
Why don't you fill me up?
This has got to be exceedingly sweet, no?
Yeah.
Any other say it or shot tips that you guys have got? I got one more from Christopher, but that's just so silly. Do you want me to do the final say it or shot from Christopher, and then you guys can throw some out if you want? Sure. The age gap that you would date. I feel like if you have to shot this, you've got a problem.
Yeah, that is true.
If you're like, ooh. I don't know what. I don't know.
4 years.
Either way, or I would say.
Oh. No.
Oh, older. There's almost no limit.
Yeah. I agree.
Bro, honestly. Dame Judi Dench is like 80, and I swear I'd date her.
I think my cap. Oh, but in terms of
the Queen before she died, if she asked me on a date, obviously you would have said yes.
Well, yeah, that's just like, so you go to your mates. I'd be like,
so would you date someone who's 98? Yes. So your age range is 98.
That's a very specific 98 year old.
Not zero.
Just say, as the range
can't go 98 either way as well. That baby's been born. Lina Lang.
I'd say. I don't know. Younger, maybe 20.
Yeah, but it depends. 21 plus is
it depends
standard.
On the 20 though. Because mid-uni 20 is very different to someone who's just skipped and is like doing an actual job.
Yeah. Someone who's like served in the armed forces age 20 is going to be so much more mature. Yeah. Someone
that was mid-uni. The third option. Yeah. If it was a Royal Navy cadet at the age of 20.
I'm 20. Sorry, you're mid-uni. I've served in the British Royal Navy. Come here.
Well, I say maybe 20, then upper echelons. 29, 30. 30?
You're joking. You wouldn't date a 31-year-old.
Yeah. I just maybe, but I'm looking at it in the sense of my older sister is nearly 3 years older than me.
Yeah,
and I've always said it's weird to date higher, but like much higher is. And my cousins, I've always been like, oh, you're way older than me, and then to date someone
stop
that's...
Stop thinking about your family when we're this discussion.
I feel like that's a natural thing to do, to be like...
I literally haven't thought of my family once.
To relate it... I don't know how you haven't thought of your sister's body.
He pictures his...
I think to relate it back to something that you've, from a young age, been like, oh, they're way older than me. To then be like, oh, somebody who's the same age. That I feel like that would then. But I mean, if somebody's like,
do you not hit like 21 and just start going like, some 40-year-olds just are fit.
Yeah, 100%.
But I wouldn't then date them because they're like so like not so similar, but like.
So you wouldn't date J Lo if she came up to you? And
yeah,
was like,
are you mental?
Date me.
But that's a good question. Are we talking date or are we talking?
Yeah, date and have spend a lovely night with are very different questions. I feel.
Yeah.
Date if you were, both.
Both.
Why would your mind jump to sex? You said date. We're talking about go on a date with, right?
Yeah, and I just said date and have a spend an enjoyable evening with are different things. I don't think I could feasibly take J-Lo to my family Christmas dinner and be like, yeah, this is... We get on so well. We've got so many past experiences.
I so could.
No, but would you relate to each other on like a... Would you genuinely feel like you've got similar life experiences and be like, oh yeah, we want the same things right now? And I wouldn't have that with a 40-year-old.
I'd probably be like, oh, I'm ready. If I was like, I'm ready to settle down and she's 50.
Yeah, you are like 38 anyway, so it doesn't...
I'm like 3 years older than you. What, are you 24? I'm 27.
It's a big gap.
Still a bit weird.
What's
your age gap?
Yeah, I don't just about date you.
Put a label on it.
I think as long as I'm... if they're, no matter how old they are, as long as I find them attractive,
Whoa.
I would date like a 70-year-old.
Dangerous waters here, brother. That's... You...
70's too much.
I could imagine having a really nice, fancy... We were talking about... me and Arthur were saying we should go out on more... like fancy
bingo nights. We should go to more bingo nights together.
Rather than all this, like, you know, we watch football and have beers and stuff. We should go out like nice. I could imagine.
Graveyards are full of eligible singles.
Find out how old Dame Judi Dench is, because she is my crush.
She could be pushing like 80.
Bro, that's like, you wouldn't date her.
I would. Date her. Why would you not?
That video that we reacted to ages ago about people dating people way older than them,
but those women weren't attractive. But if someone that age was like Dame Judi Dench, is gorgeous. She's a beautiful woman.
Is she?
Yes, not.
I don't know, mate.
Meryl Streep is someone I would date.
Oh, she's a bit dodgy, mate.
Is she?
Bro,
Dame Judi Dench is 89.
She's 89 years old.
And
born in
34. If she,
you'd date someone born in 1934.
This is really rude, but like, I'm in London for the night. I've got time for dinner. Would you come with me?
Bro, I would say yes. That's crazy. That's wild.
1934. Don't think so, pal.
So you'd date someone with genuine war experience.
Dame Judi Dench was not on the front lines in World War II, George.
She would have been behind the lines, somewhere.
Yeah, no. If you find them attractive, what's the downside of them being that much older?
But I don't think I could find somebody that age attractive. I'd have such different conversations with them than I would somebody like a similar age.
Cher, Cher's 70, and I would not share her. I'd have her.
Would you date her though?
Because she would be fun though. Like,
are you serious? She
would
30,
be fun.
Like,
she's been hanging out with young guys, you know, like she would know.
A 32-year-old, like, beautiful, intelligent, has all the same interests as you. You're saying, you know, you're 31, I'm not dating you.
No, I probably like maybe up to like 35.
Okay, so we're growing. A 36-year-old, beautiful, intelligent.
I don't feel like I would approach somebody that age.
What's to say you bump into them at a social event and you just get chatting and you're like,
okay, then
I hit it off with you like crazy.
Is she really 77, Cher?
Your Dame Judi Dench to me is what Cher is to you.
There's a difference between 77 and 89.
Yeah, there is a crazy difference.
With Cher, who's had like unbelievable amounts of work done. Judi Dench looks 89.
Cher could pass for 50.
Yeah. Madonna, she's terrifying now, but I would obviously do it because it's Madonna.
That's because they're these people. If you took their names and who they are away from things, and they were just in the club, you wouldn't date them.
In a club, I wouldn't date them.
But you know what I mean. If these people,
so what are you saying? What's your age limit? But there's nothing else appealing about them.
No, but I'm just saying, like, that you'll be like, oh yeah, but she is this person or she is that. Like, you wouldn't see a regular 89-year-old and go, she's eligible.
No, which is why I'm not in a relationship with an 89-year-old, but.
What's this? What's your answer to this question then?
Because your hypothetical is, how old would you go?
Yeah, I hear it. I do get it.
I would go 89. I'd probably go 100.
I just don't know if you would. You just,
you know what? You know what would be really weird? When I don't know how much you follow like age science and stuff, but like there are massive like conventions now about how to defeat age. And if, have you seen Atlantis, the thing, the like movie?
No.
Atlantis. Disney one?
Yeah.
And the girl who ends up being like Jason 200, Momoa. But she is like an absolute worldie. Mm. And he's like, fuck, I'm like 25, 30. But if I was like, let's hypothetically, a woman who's 140 on her deathbed, and they go, we can infect you with this virus that sort of like takes over your cells and replenishes them, and your whole body almost like rejuvenates.
Yeah.
So she's like a 25-year-old woman again, and she's an absolute worldie. But she's been alive for 150 years. Do you date her?
I think the same thing applies as what I was like. In order to date someone, you need to get on like a personable level, have similar life experiences, and like have the same sort of interests. I don't feel like I'd have that with someone who's 150.
Have you ever had like a nice conversation with
your
nan?
But I haven't gone like, oh, nan, that's sick. I feel like I wish you weren't my nan.
No, but... But not in like a... It doesn't have to be... That was weird. You made it sexual with your nan. That's so bizarre.
I didn't make it sexual with my... Who else would I have spoken to that's that age that's not a family member?
No, but like you kind of...
How
spoken with just an older person that's just an older person?
Well, maybe like in passing, like on the bus or something, but I don't think I've ever...
You don't think you could form any kind of genuine connection with someone who
They just have such a different life experience. I don't know why that's such like a wild thing to get your head
no,
around.
No, that's not. But the fact that it would be so different that you couldn't date them is just interesting.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. I feel like we have such different lived experience that your like mental age is just so obviously different that I'm like, we've lived through different things. I'm saying things like Slay, Queen, and she's saying things like wholesome, voluptuous. I don't know, but do you know what I mean?
And that's enough to not date them, even if you're attracted to them, you get along well with them.
Boy, yeah, you're doing the hot tub thing again.
Sorry, it's interesting.
He's getting animated.
You're doing
because you've now just
thing.
Reduced to the fact that your slang terminology would be
not
the reason.
No, but
to
that's
not...
just an example of what I mean. As in, it's oh, please tell me you. You
no,
you
I'm sort of
I'm
very
saying.
Much in the middle here. If I'm honest, I like understand what you're saying, but I think if she's if like you can't if she's hot. And I'm 25 and I'm having
enough
in
mind.
No, but I get what you're saying but if she's like if we can hold like a good conversation and it's not weird then yeah of course
that's what yeah so yeah, yeah
like, but, oh so but, yeah oh okay that's
yeah
what
but
I mean.
Then I'm like I just don't see that happening because of the way that you like do you know what I mean. Yeah, you get people. You get people like J-Lo that have
watch
a young
Atlantis,
spirit, but
and
also,
you're fooling
you
off with
can
this
tell she's honest, not young. Like
can
the way
can I show
like,
a photo
it's,
on the
it's cringe.
I'm not going Rule 34 Atlantis.
It is animated though, isn't it? Atlantis.
Oh, she's still beautiful though.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. What if they're 95 but they're an animation? Would you still?
She's like 200 in the movie.
Yeah.
And he meets her. And she's like, well, I've got this thing on my chest that just means I like stay looking like 25 forever. Mm. And they get along and they're really like, they have like everything in common. They're bouncing off each other. And then I'm like, yeah, but you probably have a slightly different slang word to me or something. And be like,
but no. I think you're getting too hung up on the slang word. That's just like an example of.
You are right. I'm doing the hot tub thing here. But yeah. This is why it's interesting because you technically haven't given a reasonable enough reason to.
I feel like I have.
Do you know what I mean? And but this is what the hot tub was like.
Yeah, because it
except
because,
less
because
sure.
you're he yeah, like the way the hot tub thing is because your opinion is different. You keep questioning other people's to find it out, but I've already given like the level of my opinion. You're trying to figure it out by asking more questions. I don't feel like I can go any deeper than I just don't feel like we'd have a similar lived experience, be able to relate on similar scenarios and everything.
Yeah,
in the same
that
way
could
that,
definitely be fair.
But I feel like also it's because there's a lot of exceptions to that, which makes your argument a little bit weaker.
So Callum said that there's a lot of exceptions to that. That's fair, but I feel like when you're speaking to...
You mean just generally?
Say if you're speaking to an older person, if you didn't look at them, didn't hear their voice, it was typed out on a piece of paper,
they
you'd
sound
be very...
Old?
You'd be very...
Should we move on from this hypothetical? Is this the longest ever say it or shot it discussion that's ever happened? Is this three white boys don't need microphones because we're dissecting like a dissertation discussion whether we date a woman who was 150
it wasn't dissecting anybody else's point, just mine is the way
that is because but you say no whereas Arthur said I don't
George
know
George is sweating like he's come out of a hot tub
he is and this is what the hot tub is
I can't
like.
Imagine how sweaty he was in the hot tub
because you're sat completely
this
still
this is why I love being like yes
being
I'd
in the middle of it and
yes,
no questions are coming your way about anything
you know me though I don't like you know I
you're quite a musician like yeah man
I understand no but I think I can very well get on very well with an old person. Mm-hmm. And if you're adding in the thing that they look young, then yeah, I can absolutely date them. Because I also just like unproblematic. Yeah, I could definitely just, I'm a listener more than I'm a talker. Like I'll just listen to an old person tell me about who they shot in the war, you know?
Yeah. Well. And that would turn you on, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Keep going.
Now the Germans.
That's crazy that we've gone for what's the oldest you'd date to... But hypothetically, yeah. They look as old as
Did
you
we even
are.
Answer that?
They're unbelievably hot. They get on as well. It was like, yeah, you've just described someone my age. So basically what you've done there is say
but I don't think.
Like,
but
oh
I think
God,
that's okay.
No, you're starting again.
Oh my God. This is this. It's 100-year-old, but they're basically 25.
Wait, just out of curiosity, do you enjoy this?
No.
Oh, okay. I love it. I genuinely love asking you these questions.
Because I feel like I'm just... I feel like I'm just going around and around saying the same thing.
But that's really interesting. That's what I think. I think that's what a lot of people love, and some people evidently don't.
Yeah.
It's like, essentially.
I remember enjoying the Sri Lanka hot tub chat. Yeah.
What's my
whatever we were talking about there, yeah. That was also
any sail shots from you guys?
That was aging, I think.
Any sail shot it?
Oh,
yeah, we were talking about Living Forever in the tab. But that's
and then Mr.
One
Beast. I thought we had a good deep chat about Mr. Beast. Okay. What we think is
he's at risk good. Of everyone getting too yeah. excited yeah. listening to this podcast yeah. and passing out from entertainment.
Oh, yeah, I feel like I've been through the ringer there.
You look like
just get shot at from but three angles for not wanting to.
In the hot tub.
I've just been shot at from three angles for not wanting to date someone 150 years old. By the way, that's crazy. What the hell is going on?
You ageist scum. Out of curiosity, I'd love
no,
the YouTube.
No,
I'm not asking you. I swear on my life. YouTube. I would love to see what YouTube comment sections age limit would be.
I hear what he said right at the end, and he phrased it perfectly when he was like, "You're essentially saying a 77-year-old that is just a 25-year-old." I do get that.
So
like,
what?
A 77-year-old that looks young, acts young, acts yeah. hot, and doesn't look.
So basically what Callas said there is he said he saw what I said at the end where I said basically you're describing someone who's 150 who's got all the characteristics of someone who's 25 which is the way that I was trying to get at. It's like yeah but this is that and this is that. Well, okay, if the only thing is the age and everything else is 25 then it's they are like so that's where I was going anyway. Bloody hell.
No, but they're not. No, I'm joking.
Right.
Bro's regretting inviting us on. Could not have us. Had a nice, peaceful night.
No, it's not us in that.
No, sorry, yeah, no.
Asking Arthur,
I'm just living, man.
I'll let you take over this next.
Okay. You
sorry if anyone found that.
Say it or shot it.
If anyone found that very tedious, I apologise.
You can take over the next one. I've got together a fun game. This is directed towards Arthur Hill, as I know. Arthur Television will be very aware of. The truths / falses. This is a fun game of Arthur TV, title or not.
Oh, great. That's a good, this
so
is a good
this
game.
Spans
you've
got to
watch every single one of these videos that comes up, by the way, guys.
This spans across all channels. I've missed
all
out.
All 12 of them.
I've missed out.
Batching off the pod now is 13.
Yeah. I've missed out the end bits where it's like, something like 90 Day Fiancé episode 7 blah, 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 blah. It's just the first like stuff like that.
Oh,
so you have to tell me whether this is Arthur TV title or not.
Oh, this is a dum, dum,
dum, dum, dum, dum, is Aladdin just after a green card? Arthur TV title or not.
Oh, I can picture the thumbnail so vividly, but I don't know if it's just a dream. I'm going to say, no, it can't be. It can't be real.
I can reveal that is an Arthur TV title.
Why would that not be real?
I don't know.
His name's Aladdin, but...
There's a bloke on 90 Day Fiancé called Aladdin.
Oh, okay. Well, that's slightly... Okay.
Yeah. But it's still quite funny.
Oh, I didn't even think about... Yeah, okay. I was thinking about like a Reddit thread.
No. Yeah. Aladdin.
Like a Aladdin movie theory that he's just after a green card. Damn, I don't know why I forgot about that. Okay, no, sorry, yeah.
Liz sleeps with Big Ed twice in one night.
Ooh.
Arthur TV title or not?
I'm throwing all of these wrong.
Twice is capitalised, by the way.
I'll say that is a title.
That is an Arthur TV title.
That is hilarious. The first night Liz and Ed... Because she's like, we slept together and it cuts to him. He's like... He did it twice. It's so funny. With his like long hair down and just like looking at the cat. Hilarious.
Nice. Arthur TV title or not? To Catch a Predator's Funniest Predators.
I'm going to just go with it's not. Because there's been two already.
That is an Arthur TV title.
Yeah. All just Arthur TV titles.
Catch a Predator, Funniest Predators is so funny.
There was
a
guy on that. One of the funniest ones was he rocked up at this. He's like, he genuinely looks like a mix of like Freddie Mercury and Everybody Hates Raymond. Or loves Raymond.
Everybody
but
loves
he
Raymond,
rocks
yeah.
up and Chris Hansen's like, you were here to meet a 14-year-old boy. And he's like, I'm not gay, I swear I'm not gay. And Chris is like, not really the issue here, pal. This is like housing gay people. And he's like, funny. I've never had interested in men. And all this, and he keeps missing the point. So
that's funny.
Yeah.
This one, crazy. Alice in C star M Deland.
Oh my god.
Can you not say that mid pod?
Oh yeah, Alice in Cumberland, but no, it was C star M was the way that it was spelt.
That is an Arthur TV. Arthur TV title.
I can reveal that is not an Arthur TV title. That is crazy. But I can just see him doing that on like a Reddit.
That is quite funny.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. You know that the To Catch a Predator one, by the way? PewDiePie, that was like one of my oldest videos, like 3-4 years old. PewDiePie reacted to it a couple of weeks ago. Main channel. Yeah.
Your video?
Yeah, literally my video, like my Arthur TV thing in the corner, everything. He's like cracking up.
Oh my god, that's sick.
Yeah.
Arthur TV title or not? 100 subscriber Q&A special with my cat.
Oh. 100 subscriber. Yes.
I can't reveal that's not
an Arthur TV. You are
so shit. Have you got them all wrong?
I got one right.
Crikey.
100 subscriber Q&A special with my cat. Would be so. I could so see you. Doing
yeah, it's like something you would do 100.
Yeah. With an animal.
I've got 100 subscriber special.
If my hamster was still alive, I'd do a 500 Q&A with him.
Okay. The insane power trips of Handforth Parish Council.
That can't be. It's too niche.
I can't reveal that is an Arthur TV title. What the fuck does that even mean?
Do you not remember the Hanforth Parish Council meeting?
No.
Oh,
read them, Jackie Weaver. Okay, read them and understand them.
I thought you just like. Yeah,
it's so funny. Just like that.
Oh, Jackie god. Weaver.
I think she made a career. I think she's got a podcast, right, Jackie Weaver?
No way.
Yeah.
Who doesn't these days?
Oh, no, God.
Other TV title or not, Jesus Touched My Nipple.
Can't be.
Please. That is another TV title.
When I was like, yours.
The thing is about this, they're not, you're quoting these, surely.
Yeah, they're quoting.
Yeah. Still in.
Yeah, I'm not doing a video. So this was...
This is your first vlog.
This was when I was like experimenting of like types of videos to do. There was like, I don't know if you remember, he was really famous on Cameo. The guy like was Jesus.
Oh yeah.
He was like, it's like all the mean people like PewDiePie, all that kind of stuff. And some random guy was like, oh, he touched my nipple at one of these like Comic-Con things.
Right.
And like completely, and this guy was like, he would go to events and accuse famous people of all this kind of crazy stuff. Right. He was like a real provocateur, like awful bloke. And I was just sort of kind of covering the drama of this guy who like falsely accused, and this Jesus guy was like, I'm going to lose everything. It was like very, very dramatic. And I managed to get the accuser guy on a Q&A. And I was like, what? Yeah. It was actually really interesting. Oh. It got demonetized, otherwise it would have...
The TV title or not? Mm-hmm. Why Will and E owes me his career?
Yes.
I can reveal that is not an RTV title.
Well, the Will and E one can't be far off.
I don't know what you titled it, but it wasn't like aggressive. It's just like, we need to stop Will and E or something like that.
We need to stop Will and E. Yeah.
You made that?
Yeah.
Because of the airline videos.
It was I like four years ago when I first met all the YouTube lot. Like Chris found out I had become a YouTuber,
right?
And was like, me, Will, Harry, and Chip and Freezy and Reva like going on a skiing holiday. Like, come along, you can learn loads about YouTube. went along, and Will, I spoke to Will and I was like, I've noticed you've been doing all these airline reactions. Where did you get it? And he was like, I'm gonna be honest, I did get it from you. And then in the next couple of videos. He was like jokingly like, I did steal these from Arthur TV, and he referenced it a few times. So I was like, I might as well make a video out of this and just be like,
smart.
And so he was like, oh, I stole this from Arthur TV, and I was like, damn you, LNE. It was kind of the
nice.
Yeah.
And do you want one more?
Yeah, I'm doing so well. Yeah, I send on a high.
Arthur TV title or not, the dark truth of the Wolverhampton vampire.
Yes.
I can reveal that is not
what do you mean? Oh, you're the woman. You're just in the parish council. Like, anything can be an Arthur TV title.
Wolverhampton vampire.
good ones you've come up with there.
Yeah.
George. So what? Wow, I was rubbish.
One for eight or nine there.
I think I got maybe two, right? Yeah, that's bad.
Round of applause for Arthur Hill.
That nice was trick, shockingly bad. I'll do my leftover shot for that.
I'm surprised you didn't go for more recent ones, but I guess he's probably seen them on my page or like on my Insta.
Also, the most recent ones aren't that.
I don't watch YouTube.
Oh, and you were in the like man addicted to MILFs.
Yes.
Yeah, I starred.
Yeah. I starred in that. The GILFs, wasn't it?
It was.
Wait,
guilty.
Were you both there? Was that four
He'd
of us?
He'd love this conversation we had 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, well, he brought him up.
Oh,
he referenced you him. Know, he was yeah, owned I out. Think,
yeah.
Pat from Millette, we'll talk about that or not?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, actually, so, need to book in a new.
You were
one.
Saying
Can
some really cool
now?
Stuff about it.
Was I?
At dinner. About how like it's become like iconic in the music industry.
No, no, that's
how
not
it's
what
become
said.
Iconic
no,
in the whole UK YouTube.
No, we just said it does seem to have like a, despite it not doing crazy views, they do well for.
People know about it though.
Yeah,
like,
and it's like yeah. a
anybody
cult
that
thing.
You'll see in yeah. like first, second Sidemen video, Zerka was like,
yeah,
oh, I see the platform roulette.
Yeah,
stuff.
It's like
oh, we were going to do that.
That is like the defining series of us three, I think. And now Chris is on it, like that'll be because like
yeah.
you can realistically
just for one though
you can do those forever because they are just vlogs. Yeah. Like you can vlog 300 times.
Imagine we go to every town ever,
and like it's not like just doing the same thing yeah. over. It's like it's just.
And I like the
out.
Upside of it, you know.
Yeah.
As my channel grows,
I can't lie. I'm
can
very
spend
jealous.
More money on it, and
that's like I feel like you've hit a bit of a gold mine with that video. Mm.
But it wasn't actually. I was talking about more like
in a nice way, like yeah. admire you for coming up with it.
Yeah.
But.
Well, I mean, yeah, sort of.
Yeah. What do you mean sort of?
Well, no, I did. But I don't think it's a totally original idea. As in, like, I might be the first person to sort of film it, but, like, I got the idea from the, I don't know what it's called, but when you go...
The football one.
Yeah. When you go to the football, whoever scores the first goal
yeah.
on the early kickoff, you go to that place. And I was yeah. like, oh, imagine if we just turn up at the train station.
Nah, it's good. Because it is literally just us three going somewhere and getting yeah. drunk and having
yeah.
fun.
Well, the chance to end up in Belfast on Paddy's Day.
Yeah, that one I did say I planned because, like, I find that, like, what happens is always spontaneous and there's always, like, it's always, you can't yeah. plan it. That's what's so good about it is that, like, you bump into funny people or funny shit just happens. Mm. It's kind of the beauty of it.
One of my favourite moments is the... You got knees like a sparrow.
Oh my god.
So yeah. good.
I do think the first one is the best one. There was something so like wholesome about where we ended up.
Yeah, yeah. Quintessentially
that open
British.
Mic. Yeah, and thus the town was like really nice.
Watching the sunset on the end of a pier.
I say we go abroad to a really rogue town.
Yeah. Well, I've said like if we can somehow do like a like an interrailing where we don't know where we're going next.
That could be fun.
And it would be like a sort of series. I think that would be sick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trey and Joy.
Mm.
Trey.
I think as it goes on, people care less about the random part.
Well, it just like, become... Because yeah.
realistically, it is just like 5 minutes at the start of the video, not
yeah.
even that.
And so yeah. I don't think anyone's
tuning in. It's not like it's a massive gimmick
it,
where like
no.
I'm getting handed a card and it's like yeah. Top Gear.
It is fun.
It's
like,
you arriving late.
Because we would never have planned to go to that wildlife park.
Yeah, national. Yeah, yeah.
Like the fact that like we've slow danced with
armadillos, bats. Slow danced with armadillos.
The
that was
bats
class.
Was crazy.
The bat, yeah, yeah like or ended up in Sandwich, like hit, like yeah. getting a museum tour and ended up on the pier, like
that was really
of all the places to pick, you would yeah. pick like a Manchester.
That one
Birmingham.
Was. I forgot about the pier. That was so nice.
Yeah. So yeah, finishing
Good
with
times.
Beers and food in that pier.
Good times, all recorded. We can watch back when we're old.
Yeah.
That is cute.
Mm. Nah.
I wonder how long we'll do it for.
Yeah.
Like fucking 50, like, yo, guys.
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, I mean, we could...
Yeah, we can slowly, yeah, we can get...
That's a good point. When do you guys think you'll stop making videos?
I don't know.
We were speaking about this again the other day.
But what if
I think
you were like 80, but you still had the same brain characteristics and looks as you now? Would you still be making videos?
I'm so curious because like metaverse and AI is becoming so big. I just think they're going to have such a big impact in the next couple of years.
That's such a you answer to that question.
Like YouTube, really, what's changed in the past bunch of years other than just like production quality and like they're still just videos of people.
I say, yeah, it's stepped up so much in the last few years.
Whereas like in...
It does kind of suck, I think. Like in a way, like it's lost its like soul a bit.
But I think you can like, still get bits of
but
that
I think
out
it's so
it.
Hard and that's why like
you
you've done so well. And, like... No, but like that is a but also have the quality in the video. Like, you can't, like, all the people we look up to and who, like, are the OGs of YouTube started and they were probably shit. Do you know what I mean? Like, you had a shit camera, you had a shit mic, and you worked your way up. Now you have to come in. Like, you have to spend the money on an editor if you can't. Yeah. You have to have all this gear.
Yeah.
But that's why nobody's really breaking through.
But that's what. But then people break through TikTok because all you need is a phone.
Yeah, but a lot of people can't make the change from TikTok either.
No, it's tough.
Like, really,
it's tough.
Like, George Batch. Like, I don't know a lot of other people.
No, that's definitely true. Getting them across.
Like, it's
really
a hard thing to do because, like, making a TikTok is a lot easier than.
I'd love to look into, like, a. Because, like, realistically, in a year, we could technically. We'll probably be able to do, like, a reaction video with, like, Michael Jackson, Mike Tyson from the AI. Like,
we're already pretty close.
Like, all we're going to have to do is.
You're actually not wrong. That would be so doable.
And you'll just be able to
watch
type
that, though. I don't think they would.
Yeah.
Would they?
I would watch that.
Yeah.
I would watch that.
Like, because people are like, why would I watch this YouTuber when I could watch the exact same video? Like,
it's just the authenticity. Like, even though like that's been drawn away, I feel like the reason that people still watch the channels is because you can tell it's them at the core.
There's personality.
People won't lose that definitely necessarily. But yeah, like, I feel the next big ones. Like, because you say that Mr. Beast, you could say, like, you know, people watch the Platform Roulette because it's literally just three boys having a laugh.
Yeah,
but. We could never platform roulette ourselves to Mr. Beast's size, probably.
Yeah, but I think Mr. Beast's...
Sorry, man.
No,
to, like, Mr. Beast's scale, like, people are, I need to make a video like Mr. Beast. He's got his own style. That's still authentic to him. That's his thing. Like, people are, no, that's the way the algorithm works. No, that's the way Mr. Beast tells you the algorithm works, and it works for him because everybody watches his videos. Mm. Before him, it would have been PewDiePie who sits down and watches a reaction video.
But even when PewDiePie was at that peak, they were still only, like... 5 to 10 mil, like, getting that sort of...
But that's what I mean. Like, it's just the way YouTube's grown since then. I feel like it's... You can be the next Mr. Beast and not make a video like him.
I think knowing, like, trying to know or, like, anticipate what comes next is kind of pointless because everyone always tries to do it, don't they, throughout history. Like, you always get these... We had, like, a fam... Like, do you guys at home have, like, a stack of books next to the bathroom that sort of, like...
Do you guys have this specific figure in your bathroom next to a lamp?
Like, stack of books, like, next to the toilet or whatever.
Oh,
home,
I see, like
in
a
the
sort of toilet read.
Just like a toilet read. Yeah. And we had, like, famous stupid quotes. Mm. And that you'd get, like, some of the smartest people through history saying things like, oh, you know, we're never going to be able to have colour picture transmitted.
Yeah.
Or we're never going to be able to get HD video transmitted through the air. Or, like, we're never going to have this. You know, there's never going to be lighter than air. Heavier than air aircraft, like, all this type of stuff, and then it just happened. So, like, it's fun to, like, talk about it, but I think, like, there's no way we can anticipate what the internet or anything's going to look like in, like, 3 years.
Okay, we'll cut that bit then. we won't talk about that, sorry.
No, but I think it's just as interesting to say that, like, it could be anything, you know? It could be the case that everyone completely ditches AI and all that kind of stuff, or it could be that everyone just completely... That becomes
I hope we just, like, I think somehow, like, contain it.
I just don't trust humans to do that.
But also, do you know what I mean? Like, there should, like, especially with it's gonna even destroy everything, even music. Like,
but, like, AGI generate songs now.
I know, that's what I mean. We're like, and it's like, it's just,
how does that
feel
as a musician? Like, do you
not good?
Do you look at that going, like, obviously Elton John could have decades of being able to make music and, you know, that kind of stuff, but you're like, oh, you know, could in 3 years people just be able to make vocals in a song just as good as
but
me.
But I think they will, Like, I don't think it's...
I feel like there's an air of people value... Say you're like, oh, this is my car. This is my hand-built car.
Mm.
Like, we've still got things today that are being made in alternative ways, and people value the hand-built one more than the mechanical.
Yeah, but when you check out at Tesco, do you go to the person or do you go to the machine?
Mm.
That's just due to
you
speed.
You go to the machine.
And if you give the masses the option between...
True.
If you give that's the masses the option between a handmade bowl that's 10 quid or a machine-made perfect porcelain bowl that's 2 quid.
No, exactly. I would go for that. I'm just saying people value the... You're like, that's a more... And I feel like I can look at that and go, the imperfections make it perfect.
But to be fair, I mean, I'm saying, like, talking about the mute, but, like, all my last, like, not my last three, three of my last four...
What AI generated?
Artwork.
I didn't even turn up the studio.
Album artwork. Things were AI.
No way. Because
it cost me, like, 500 quid minimum to, like, do a photo shoot for the thing. Like, it's just, like...
But then do you feel bad for, like, taking the work away from the guy that would have got paid to do that?
No.
Well, he's the one.
Not really.
If he pays him...
Yeah, because out there is some dude that had AI not done that for you, he would have got paid for that job.
I know, but like, so for the John Wayne one, it's a guy, it's a horse in the middle of a busy street with a cowboy on it going past a corner shop. Do you know how much that would have cost me? That's like, I would have had to hire a horse, hire an actor,
yeah,
hire an outfit, like hire a photographer. That's like...
Now there's a homeless horse on the streets that
yeah.
is your fault because you haven't hired him.
And I just got the wording right and I've done it for free.
It is interesting.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Mm.
What are the copyright
implications of using AI generated? I hope there's none.
You don't have copyrights
to it.
There aren't
any.
No one owns it. Yeah. So anyone can use that artwork then. Because that sucks for you, because people could take your album artwork and put it on a t-shirt and there's nothing you can do about it.
True.
Because you don't own the copyright, but no one does.
Oh. I hadn't thought about that. Fuck.
That's interesting.
There's never anything that someone doesn't own the copyright to. It's like produced like that.
Mm.
Image, someone owns
yeah.
the rights to every single image. So it's weird that there's one type of image that,
that now people.
No one owns.
Yeah.
Kels just said it's wild that. That is sort of the only thing that can be created that doesn't have a copyright owner.
Don't make
Even
t-shirts out of
that.
It without my permission.
See the monkey that took the selfie.
Oh, what that went what? That,
went wild.
I wanted to do a video like this, recreating the most famous photos, because there's some photos that have just gone like crazy viral for no reason. Like, do you remember that Oscars?
I was literally about to say that.
Like the Oscars.
I feel so. But I remember being excited about that.
Yeah, I was. It's like,
you are such a dweeb. Did you actually?
No, but everybody was.
Like
everyone
people
was like,
were. I was like, that's fucking it's cool. That's really people. Famous people in one picture. Yeah.
Or like,
no, but
for
that
example,
was a cool thing.
The biggest selfie ever done.
Yeah. It makes no sense.
But
like,
I would not bat an eyelid
now. Like another photo.
People hate on it now.
Yeah.
It's weird. Like another photo that everyone's seen is the Einstein tongue out. That one. Huge photo. Another one. The building of the Empire State Building that all those people sat on the girder.
Yeah.
Like, why are those ones just so...
Yeah, that's true.
Kind of crazy.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's just a look into things that are man-made that'll never be taken away from us. Just like this podcast. And if you enjoyed today's episode, make sure to give it a like, subscribe, and ring that notification bell so you're notified every time that we upload. If you're watching, if you're listening, make sure to download us. Give us a 5-star rating. So if you listen to us on the go, you give us a little download as well. And if you want to submit a dilemma, we haven't done any today, but we will. Don't worry. We look. Make sure to send that in to theuselesshotlinepodcast@gmail.com. That's theuselesshotlinepodcast@gmail.com. Thank you very much. And until next time, gentle folk.
Thank you for a nice, relaxing
Yeah, thank you very much.
Oh, I thought you were going to give us a little quote to go out on.
Oh.
Until next time. Like, you know, strictly keep dancing. Oh. Until next time.
Like a Ron Burgundy cut.
Yeah.
Never seen Strictly, but Anchorman's good.
Buy tickets to the live show.
Hey.
Do that.
And we might see you there.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. That could occur. Buy some. I believe it's just the London shows, the London show, the finale that you can get tickets for now. So do that. You may see some very, very familiar faces there. Bye-bye.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers, with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.